Civil War on Sunday. Chapter 1, A Light in the Woods. Jack looked out his window. It was a dreary Sunday afternoon. There were dark clouds in the sky. Thunder rumbled in the distance. Jack stared down the street at the Frog Creek Woods.
"When is the magic treehouse coming back?"
he wondered.
"Hey, guess what?"
Annie said. She charged into Jack's room.
"I saw a light flash in the woods."
"It was just lightning," said Jack.
"No, it was magic. A swirl of light," said Annie. "I think the treehouse just came back."
"I'm sure it was just lightning," Jack said. "Didn't you hear the thunder?"
"Yeah," said Annie. "But let's go check anyway."
She started out of Jack's room. Then she peeked back in.
"Bring your backpack just in case," she said.
Jack was always glad for a chance to look for the magic treehouse. He grabbed his backpack and followed Annie down the stairs.
"Where are you two going?" their mom called.
"Out to play," said Annie.
"Don't go far," said their mom, "and come in if it starts to rain."
"We will," said Jack. "Don't worry." They slipped out the front door. Then they ran up the street and into the Frog Creek Woods. The woods were dark under the storm clouds. A cool wind shook the leaves. Soon Jack and Annie came to the tallest oak tree.
"Oh, man," said Jack. "You are right."
The magic treehouse stood out against the gray sky.
"Morgan,"
called Annie. There was no sign of the enchantress.
"Let's go up," said Jack.
He grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Annie followed. They climbed into the treehouse. It was hard to see in the dim light.
"Look," said Annie.
She pointed to a piece of paper and a book lying on the floor. Jack picked up the paper. Annie picked up the book.
"Listen," said Jack.
He held the paper close to the window and read aloud.
"Dear Jack and Annie, Camelot is in trouble. To save the kingdom, please find these 4 special kinds of writing for my library. Something to follow, something to send, something to learn, something to lend. Thank you, Morgan."
"Camelot is in trouble?" said Jack. "What's that mean?"
"I don't know," said Annie. "But we better hurry and find these writings. Let's go look for the first, something to follow."
"I wonder where we should look for it," said Jack. "What's the title of the book you're holding?"
Annie held the book close to the window to read the title.
"Yikes,"
she said softly. She showed the book to Jack. On the cover was a painting of a peaceful-looking field and a blue sky. The title said, "The Civil War."
"The Civil War?" said Jack. "Cool."
Annie frowned.
"Cool," she said. "War's not cool."
"It sort of is,"
Jack said uncomfortably. He knew war was bad, but some parts of it seemed fun, like a game.
"I guess we'll find out," said Annie.
She pointed at the cover.
"I wish we could go there."
Thunder boomed through the woods. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 2, Cruel War. Glaring sunlight.